And now concluding this opening preface to the American edition, it is no mere accident that all three of the people I write about in this book had no children of their own. One of my readers wrote to me, quote, "Who knows? Perhaps the Jews would not have been sent to the gas ovens if Hitler had had five sons on whom he could have taken revenge for what his father did to him." Unquote. We punish our children for the arbitrary actions of our parents that we were not able to defend ourselves against, thanks to the Fourth Amendment, to the Fourth Commandment. I have discovered that we are less a prey to this form of the repetition compulsion if we are willing to acknowledge what happened to us. If we don't claim that we were not, if we do not claim that we were mistreated for our own good, and if we have not had to ward off completely our painful reactions to the past. The more we idealize the past, however, and refuse to acknowledge our childhood sufferings, and my comment in this, refuse to acknowledge what our body tells us. That is so absolutely key. That's what reconceived allegiance means. Continuing, the more we idealize the past and refuse to acknowledge our childhood sufferings, the more we pass them on unconsciously to the next generation. For this reason, I attempt to point out in these pages some underlying connections with the hope of breaking a vicious circle. For a decisive change could well come about in our culture if parents would only stop combating their own parents in their children, often when the latter are still infants. Sometimes they do because their parents were able to attain a position of guiltlessness and inviolability by forcible means, i.e., thanks to the Fourth Commandment and to the methods of child rearing they employed. On a recent trip to America, I encountered many people, especially women, who have discovered the power of their knowledge. They don't shrink from pointing out the poisonous nature of false information, even though it's been well concealed for millennia behind sacrosanct and well-meaning pedagogical labels. The conversations I had in the United States gave support to my own experience that courage can be just as infectious as fear. And if we are courageous enough to face the truth, the world will change, for the power of that poisonous pedagogy which has dominated us for so long has been dependent upon our fear, our confusion, and our childish credulity. Once it is exposed to the light of truth, it will inevitably disappear. And that's an unquote from Alice Miller. She wrote those words in November of 1982, the preface to the American edition of For Your Own Good. Violence in the, and I don't have the cell phone, but we'll forget about it. I really want to thank you guys for hanging and bearing with me despite my whatever I had to do. Take care of myself. I appreciate you so much for listening. And I love you guys so much. Until next week, peace.